Few photojournalists have gotten their big break as easily as Elliot Erwitt did. He was invited to join the Photographers Cooperative Magnum within, in Erwitt's words, 20 minutes of leaving the U.S. Army in 1953. In his 35-year career, Erwitt has traveled all over the world, photographing for Time, Life, and holiday magazines, as well as for advertising agencies. He was born in 1928 in Paris to Soviet emigre parents who soon after moved to Italy. When he was 11, Erwitt came to the U.S., eventually settling in Southern California. He's now a New Yorker. Erwitt's new book, Personal Exposures, is a retrospective of 240 of his black-and-white photographs. Its publication coincides with an exhibit scheduled to open in January at the International Center for Photography in New York City. At first glance, many of Erwitt's photographs look like candid shots of ordinary situations. But closer examination reveals his wry humor and his eye for odd juxtapositions. He's also known for a poignant shot of Jacqueline Kennedy at her husband's funeral, and for a widely reprinted 1959 picture of U.S. presidential candidate Richard Nixon laying an aggressively pointed finger on Soviet Premier Nikita Khrushchev's lapel.
The photograph of Nixon and Khrushchev is one of those happy accidents that happen to photographers. I was in Moscow taking pictures for Westinghouse refrigerators, and somehow I got into the Macy kitchen when Nixon came through, and I was in a position to take these pictures. Nixon was sort of grandstanding for the press, and Khrushchev was being himself, just being a little bit annoyed because it was very plain to see that he wasn't very fond of Mr. Nixon. I got a picture that seemed to indicate that Mr. Nixon was very tough with Mr. Khrushchev, and I'm sure that was not the situation, but that's the effect of the photograph.
What were they really saying to each other at the time, Nixon and Khrushchev?
As I remember, they were talking. Nixon was saying that Americans eat more red meat than Russians do, and Russians eat cabbage more than Americans do. That was the level of the conversation.
Is there some kind of moral in this story about how photographs sometimes speak a different truth than reality?
I think so. It's so easy to lie with photographs as it is with film. It's also easy to tell the truth, but very often you can give an impression simply by a stroke of luck, like the photograph that you just described.
Your book is dedicated in part to all those people who have influenced your personal outlook, including Benito Mussolini, who chased you out of your country when you were young. Are you glad now that you were chased out and that you ended up in the United States?
I'm very glad that I was chased out because I had, well, it's always easy to be glad in retrospect. I've had a fairly interesting life. I doubt very much that I might have gotten to the same racket that I did if I had stayed in Italy because I think the future prescribed for me by my father was to be in the Italian Navy, and I just can't imagine that would have been much fun.
One of your early breaks came from Robert Capa, one of the co-founders of Magnum Photo Agency. And you went to work at Magnum when you were pretty young. You signed up with the agency. What were the advantages of being a Magnum photographer?
The advantages of working for a prestigious place such as Magnum is, first, the prestigiousness. Second, the connection to other photographers who are perhaps out of the ordinary in that they care about what happens in the world rather than about lenses and films and things like that. It's a kind of a club of like-minded people, or at least it was at that time, who were interested in the world and who were essentially journalists.
What kind of work have you been doing lately?
Lately I've been working on the book that has just come out this winter. I thought that I would spend a couple of months doing it, but it turned out to take almost 2 years, along with the exhibitions which are going to be running.
In putting together this book, you had to go through photographs from throughout your career and choose which ones would be in the book. Did you learn something new about your photography by looking at your whole body of work?
Well, I discovered something that I suppose many photographers discover by looking through their past, is that a lot of pictures got overlooked. And in general, looking through your past is kind of depressing experience.
I'm surprised to hear you say it was depressing.
Well, depressing in to the extent that you see, it's like reading your diary, and that's not always pleasant. Of course, there are some pleasant things, too, but generally it's better to look ahead than to look behind.
Well, what was unpleasant about looking back, the feeling that you're getting older or the feeling that reliving memories that weren't so pleasant?
I think the latter. Getting older is not such a problem, but looking at things you might have done better or looking at how you've wasted your time, and because your contact sheets, which is what you look at, are really a record of everything you've done. Or at least for me, because I always carry a camera and I always take pictures. So looking through, you're reminded of everything. It's like, and you're reminded of everything rather vividly in a way that only photographs can remind you.
Do you have the negatives for all the photographs you've taken?
Most of them. See, this is one of the fundamental things about my agency, Magnum, and it's sort of the fundamental principle of it, that we all keep our copyright and our negatives. This is something that is not negotiable. On occasion, you can't. When you're doing strictly commercial work, then of course you give up all your rights, or you, at least you sell all your rights. But for any sort of journalistic or type of assignment, you always keep your rights and your negatives. So I have a whole room full of negatives.
In your book, you say that average people are quite right not to want their picture taken. Can I ask you to explain your reasons for saying that?
Well, I'm just thinking of myself. If I were walking around and somebody would shove a camera under my nose, I would not be pleased. And I can't imagine that anybody else would be, unless you're in a situation, in a touristic situation, because there everybody's taking pictures of everybody else, and therefore you're not conspicuous. Generally, when you just snap at someone, the person is apt to wonder why and what is it? Is my zipper undone or something? And I think that's not pleasant. At least I wouldn't like it.
You've always differentiated between your personal and your professional pictures. What is the difference between the two?
Well, the difference is that professional pictures are taken for people who have specific uses for them. So very often you know what the pictures are going to be like before you take them, or what the purpose is. You're shooting for a format, for a page, for a story. Whereas when you're shooting for yourself, you're just reacting to whatever you see without any ulterior motive in mind, or you're sort of just observe and take pictures. At least that's what I do.
Now, most of your personal photographs are in black and white, not color.
All of my personal pictures are in black and white. That's how I work on that. Most of my professional photographs are in color because those are the requirements.
What is it about color that seems inappropriate for your personal photographs?
I think it'd be a bit pompous to say that's inappropriate, because there's really nothing wrong with color. I think it gets in the way of my pictures. I think color makes things pretty, gives them a dimension that I'm not interested in. I think black and white is a kind of way of reducing what you see to something simpler. This sounds sort of convoluted, but black and white is more of a synthesis of what you see when it works, when it's well organized. In color, the prettiness, for me, always gets in the way. Also, color is more complicated to do because you're limited by the light more than you are by the color, by the time of day, by incandescent bulbs, by blue bulbs, by all kinds of stuff. And you have to worry too much about the technical aspect, whereas in black and white, you don't.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Elliot Erwitt's new book, Personal Exposures, is published by W.W. Norton. The International Center for Photography in New York will show his work beginning January 13th. This is Fresh Air.